All right, let's talk about new details in the Epstein files. Donald Trump has really been freaking out about this as of late. We obviously know he's been freaking out about it for months and months and months, ever since it was the files are on Pam Bondi's desk. They're going to be released. Actually, they're a hoax. Actually, they're planted by Democrats. Actually, what even is a file? I've never even heard of this. Let's all move on. Then being forced to release the files, which we still don't have all the files, the DOJ actively breaking the law, but being forced by Congress, he's going on the offensive. And a lot of Americans believe that what's going on in Iran, which we still don't have any justification for, is actually meant to be at least somewhat of a distraction from the Epstein files. And I want to talk specifically about Lindsey Graham, because he has been, I mean, there's levels to like loving Trump and being in the cult. Obviously, all Republican congressmen and women, senators, they're all in the cult. But Lindsey Graham has been just going on Fox News like every day, being like, I have a Donald Trump body pillow. I love him. So we got to talk about all this. Before we do, though, really quickly, if you haven't seen me here before, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the way I do videos, I have my own YouTube channel. And it would mean so much if you checked it out right down below. Truly, I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys are the best. Make sure while you're at it that you're subscribed here to the Adam Ockler channel and hit like on this video. You guys are truly like incredible. I can't say it enough how much I appreciate each and every one of you. All right, let's start here with a video we got recently from Thomas Massie on a podcast. Take a listen.
President got mad at me. You know, you've heard me say this before. He called me on the phone three times while I was on the floor of the House. I let it go to voicemail three times. I didn't have him in my phone. Technically, I didn't know it was him. But it was all zeros, you know, like,
right.
And I figured there's only one person can get a phone number with all zeros. So I did call the White House back, and they put Trump on the line, and he said, I'm coming at you like you've never seen. Never in your life before have you seen the way in which I will come at you. I'm more popular than you in Kentucky, and you know it. I'm back in your primary opponent, and you're going to lose. And then I tried to talk to him about the Constitution and that it required us to vote. And he started screaming at me for 3 minutes. And then he repeated everything again and, hung up on me.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty insane. I also want to point out, by the way, Thomas Massie doing a pretty good Trump impression there. You're going to lose so big. It's never been bigger. We are led by a toddler. This being posted on True Social by Donald Trump today. I predict that Representative Thomas Massie will go down as the worst Republican congressman in history, even worse than Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. You know, all the nicknames he does. Crying Adam Kinzinger, Marjorie Traitor Brown, blah, blah, blah. They're all misfits and losers, but Massie, who is running against a great American patriot in the Kentucky primary, will hopefully lose big. I love Kentucky. So Donald Trump going on and on. I'm so glad that while oil prices are exploding and there's so much volatility in the oil market right now, and I'm so confused about the realities of what's going on in Iran. We learned from Reuters that there are at least 150 U.S. troops who have been wounded in that to some capacity. We're still trying to understand more details. We know that a U.S. taxpayer-funded missile slammed into a school, killing over 150 children. We, again, still have no justification for why we're doing any of this. But the president, you know, focused on True Social being a big, focused on, you know, Thomas Massie and being a giant baby because he's covering up the Epstein files because he's a pedophile and his friends are pedophiles. That is just an insane 30 seconds worth of sentences or a sentence there. We live in the craziest timeline. Let's take a listen to Lindsey Graham lately on Fox, because it's been outrageous.
Our allies step up, get our air bases out of Spain. They're not reliable. Move all those airplanes to a country that would let us use them when we're threatened by a regime like Iran. To our friends in Spain, man, you have lost your way. I don't want to do business with you anymore. I want our air bases out of Spain into a country that will let us use them. To our Arab friends, I've tried to help you construct a new Mideast. You need to up your game here. I can't go to South Carolina and say we're fighting and you won't publicly fight. What you're doing behind the scenes, that has to stop. The double dealing of the Arab world when it comes to this stuff needs to end. I go back to South Carolina. I'm asking them to send their sons and daughters over to the Mideast. What I want you to do in the Mideast, our friends in Saudi Arabia and other places, step forward and say, this is my fight too. I join America. I'm publicly involved in bringing this regime down. If you don't, you're making a great mistake and you're going to cut off the ability to have a better relationship with the United States. I say this as a friend.
Okay. Well, there's several problems with that, but pretty striking there, Senator Lindsey Graham. You know, the peace president, Donald J. Trump. Like, I need to side-by-sides at this point, and maybe I should do this. But just any Fox clip of anybody, whether it's like the Fox hosts or Lindsey Graham or different senators going from, you know, if you vote for Kamala Harris, she'll send your sons and daughters to war, vote for the peace president, there's no new wars, to I have to go to South Carolina and tell them that they're sending their sons and daughters to the Middle East. I mean, unbelievable. We learned today, again, as I bring up what's going on in Iran, as a lot of Americans feeling like a potential distraction from the Epstein files. My friend Harry Sisson here tweeting, Epstein's longtime accountant, Richard Kahn, testified today that one of Trump's accusers received money from the Epstein Survivor Fund managed by him. He also mentioned five powerful men who paid for Epstein's enterprise. So we are getting more and more details and getting closer and closer to at least somewhat of the truth here, as there's this massive cover-up going on. And again, this being tweeted out today. So that's a pretty huge deal. On the Midas Touch Network, which I know everybody knows, the NAACP president, Derek Johnson, was talking a little bit about this. And I think this was put so well. Take a listen.
I think Epstein files and what we are learning and still learning was a well-coordinated act of treason. If you think about how they use blackmail to get policymakers to act outside of the best interests of this nation and our Constitution, that's treason. You know, January 6th was an act of treason. The Civil War was an act of treason. But the sustained effort of individuals being leveraged to undermine our democracy, undermine the stability of our economy, and do all the things that we're doing is something that, unfortunately, we won't get a chance to hold people accountable under this administration. On top of exploiting underage girls. It is unfortunate that we're here. It's unfortunate that these files were not released under the Biden administration or, for that matter, prior to that. And so we're going to have to dig out of this deep hole. And people around the globe, they're watching this nation, which held a standard for every other country that we were not living up to.
Yeah, that's a really powerful statement there. And I'm curious what you guys think. Let me know in the comments down below. I do read all of your comments. Again, you guys have been so kind lately. And I really, again, just can't say thank you enough. But hearing the word treason for the first time relating to this, let me know what you think about that. Let's take a look some more at Lindsey Graham here, running cover for the president of the United States, creating the clicks, doing the thing on Fox around Iran. Take a listen.
And we're going to win. All Israel right, and the United States, you just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death throw now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should.
My goodness. Okay. Again, it's just like once we do this, we'll have peace like we've never seen. I thought the master negotiator, No New Wars, was going to be bring peace like we've never seen on day one. Now we're justifying regime change, and also, like, we're going to, quote, bomb the shit out of them. In all of the, there is no clear justification for why we're doing this. I've listened to so many administration officials. Donald Trump says they're 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon, which that's crazy because I thought we just completely, totally eviscerated their nuclear programs. Donald Trump was threatening media companies for suggesting their nuclear program wasn't completely and totally destroyed and set back generations. We have Marco Rubio saying it was because, you know, Israel and Donald Trump had to do it because if he didn't do it, there'd be more casualties. Israel said they were going to do it, so he had the strength to do it. Well, that raises a ton more questions, but then Marco Rubio walked that back later. And then you just have this general kind of ordeal here about Iran's been evil for X amount of time, so we have to save their people, which we could get into the fact that the MAGA movement and Donald Trump want to save the Iranian people, the America first, mass deportation now. We don't care where you came from or anything. Get the hell out of our country because it's not our problem. Care about the Iranian people. But also that this directly contradicts that. We're going to save all their people by bombing the living shit out of them. Okay, I mean, geez. Most voters believe Trump took military action in Iran to distract from Epstein. Which of the following statements regarding President Trump's motivation to take military action against Iran comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? All likely voters, 52% here, Donald Trump was at least partly motivated to take military action against Iran in order to distract from the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, 52%, 81% of Democrats, 52% of independents, as Donald Trump is underwater with independents right now. Like, I don't know, it's like 36 points. It's nuts. And even 26% of Republicans saying yes, plus 12, plus 12, and plus 67. I mean, that is striking. So again, you gotta like create all the distractions you can. And Lindsey Graham's gonna defend Donald Trump at all costs when it comes to Iran, especially because people are mentioning how incoherent all this is and how it makes no sense. You just gotta go kind of run blitzkrieg and hope something sticks so you can distract from the fact that the president is a pedophile. Let's listen more to Lindsey Graham.
All the anti-Semites, to all the isolationists, I don't believe. Forget it. I'm not with you. I'm with Israel. I will be with Israel to our dying day. They're the best ally we could hope for. So we have a commander-in-chief in President Trump who I...
That going really viral. Some people saying, Lindsey Graham, why are you so passionate about Israel and not the troops that are dying? Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. Last clip here from Lindsey Graham. I mean, again, it's truly been a blitzkrieg from this guy trying to help out Donald J. Trump. And I'm going to show you some of the reaction because people have not been happy about this. Take a listen.
Take on all of this. $1 billion a day. Oil prices up 27% in a week. You've got the president wanting a $1.5 trillion defense budget in 27. The idea that the Pentagon is about to come to you for $50 billion on these strikes to Iran. How are you going to answer?
Best money ever spent. Was it worth to America to take down a religious Nazi regime who's trying to build a nuclear weapon to deliver to America? That's a really good investment. They're going to fall. It's not if the regime falls. It's a matter of when. And you didn't mention today, and nobody has, quite frankly, we now know they had enough 60% enriched uranium to make 11 bombs. What's that worth to America to make sure they don't have 11 bombs? All of this money is to make sure they never go nuclear, they can't hit us with ballistic missiles, and they stop terrorizing the region. When this regime goes down, we're going to have a new Mideast. We're going to make a ton of money. Nobody will threaten the Straits of Hormuz again. But Donald J. Trump saved the world from real chaos. Witkoff, the negotiator, was told by the Iranians openly that they have stockpiled enough 60% enriched uranium, 460 kilograms, to make 11 bombs. Thank God Trump did this. Can you imagine a year from now? What would it cost America if Iran had 11 nuclear bombs to threaten us? They would hold us hostage. We would be held hostage in perpetuity by this terrorist regime. So the money we're spending is a good investment to take down a regime that's been the largest state sponsor of terrorism, has got American blood on its hands. And when this regime falls, it's not if, when, we're going to have a gateway to peace. And the next thing that will happen is Saudi Arabia will recognize Israel. And that will be the biggest change in 2,000 years in the Mideast. And Donald J. Trump is the man to make it all happen. He's the first president in 47 years to call the question on the Iranian regime. They're religious Nazis. We negotiated with them. They would not give up their enriched uranium. They would not pledge to stop making weapons that could hit America. They still fund the proxies. When this regime falls, there'll be no money for Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. What is that worth?
Oh my goodness. Donald Trump's the only man who could have gotten it done. I have a Donald Trump body pillow. I love Donald Trump. I have Donald Trump themed underwear and socks and Donald Trump. And again, two problems. Number one, okay, so they were about to get a nuclear weapon. I thought Donald Trump completely eviscerated their nuclear program. I guess it doesn't even matter. Let's just forget about that completely. Second problem is, oh, we went to the negotiating table. They said this. We had to do this. What happened to Donald Trump being the master negotiator? The whole reason people voted for the guy was not because of, oh, he's got this brilliant foreign policy plan. No. It was he can negotiate out of anything. Remember, he said twice, one phone call before he's elected, after he's, you know, after he wins the election, but before January 20th, he needs one phone call, 24 hours, he'll end the conflict going on, the war between Russia and Ukraine. So that never happened, but the idea here being that, like, he can negotiate out of anything. So what, this time he couldn't negotiate? The Iranians came to the table and he couldn't get a deal done? What? There's so many, like, contradictions. It's insanity. I thought they obliterated it. I thought we weren't doing regime change. I thought Harris would start the war. Exactly. But the cult won't remember any of this. It's actually, again, I need side by sides. It's actually unbelievable the things that we're witnessing right now and the justifications. If only someone could have warned people. I know you did a lot of work before the election telling people Donald Trump was a big, fat, effing liar. But I guess people don't listen. Remember when he said he was done with Trump because of January 6th? Again, these people believe in nothing. He's so phony. If the price is right, that's right. No morals, no values, just whatever to stay relevant. And lastly, I'll bring up this because this was going really viral. And you can let me know if you've seen this or if what you think of it. Quote, it's well known that Lindsey Graham is gay. Trump ally testifies in deposition. The reason I bring this up, it went very viral. Somebody actually very recently pressing Lindsey Graham in Congress. Take a listen to this.
Hey, Lindsey, why don't you just admit that you're gay and then people won't blackmail you anymore?
Wow, that's pretty direct here. Somebody in the halls of Congress saying that. I mean, look, I haven't done much research on this, but apparently this is like a thing. So I don't know. You have to let me know and I'll do some research. Look, I really appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. Here on the Adam Ockler channel, we will keep you updated. My name is Chris Maurer. Check out my YouTube channel down below. I do a daily episode here, which means I will see you tomorrow.